Most content online, including this episode, exists in a long tail of unpopular content that contains most of the material online. Let me explain what this is. My name is John and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 38 of 2025. You're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a great week. Lately, I have come to the conclusion that I am living in the long tail of the internet and should learn to accept that. The term long tail was coined by Chris Anderson while writing for Wired magazine. In his seminal 2006 book on the topic, titled The Long Tail, Why the Future of Business is Selling Less of More, Chris Anderson describes the long tail theory that in the digital age, the focus of businesses is shifting from a small number of hit products to a vast number of niche items. This shift is primarily driven by the internet, which has significantly lowered the cost of production and distribution, making it economically viable to offer a much wider selection of goods. At the heart of the theory is the idea of a demand curve. The head of the curve represents a few popular mainstream products that sell in large volumes. The long tail, in contrast, consists of a multitude of less popular niche products that individually sell in small quantities. Anderson's central argument is that the cumulative sales of these niche products in the long tail can equal or even exceed the sales of the blockbuster hits in the head. Now, in my opinion, the long tail theory fits perfectly for online content also, if we replace the term niche product with niche content, and the long tail of internet content is made up of a vast amount of such niche content. By the way, guys, I'm aware of my pronunciation of the word niche. So to my American audience, you may pronounce that as a niche. Apologies once again for my Irish accent. But frankly speaking, I believe that I've been living in that long tail for a very long time. Back in 2001, when I started to write online, the term weblog, or its abbreviated form blog, had just been coined by Jorn Berger a few years earlier in 1997. Meanwhile, the term podcasting was yet to be coined by Ben Hammersley in an article he wrote in The Guardian in 2004. I've been doing this stuff for a long time. Back then, nobody was producing video or even audio content, as hardly anyone had broadband connections to download or stream such high bandwidth content. Put simply, guys, you can't run YouTube on a 56k modem. So, we wrote. And what we wrote was indexed by search engines, which were actually useful to our readers to find. In those days, I could easily get 500 plus unique visitors to my blog each day. Now I would be lucky to get 50. Blogging died for me, so I moved to social media. Then social media died for me, so I moved to podcasting. Then podcasting died for me, so I moved to YouTube. I think you get the picture. Unless you are already coming from a huge brand, be it a personal or commercial brand, it is very hard to break out of the long tail and move left on Anderson's graph. In that graph, which I will reproduce in the video for this episode, we have the popularity of content on the y-axis and the content itself along the x-axis. To the left, we have less content that is highly popular. To the right, we have more content that is not. The vast majority of online content producers, including me, operate small channels that are on the right side of this graph, within the long tail. We produce the majority of content collectively, but receive very tiny amounts of traffic individually. Algorithms from companies like YouTube or Spotify have yet to break this pattern. In fact, it seems to me that they encourage it. Obviously, the economics of this equation are terrible for those of us living in the long tail, but I suspect that most of us stopped caring about that a long time ago, or otherwise quit. Personally, I make these episodes because I enjoy it and could not care less about building a big audience. The most interesting content online is to be found in the long tail. The more obscure and niche, the better, in my honest opinion. A small audience means you are not beholden to anybody, and a lack of commercial brand behind your content provides you far more freedom to express yourself honestly. I'll keep going. Talk to you next time, guys. Take care.